That's what it speaks of, coming together, one mind. And so we give thanksgiving, express our gratitude and our love for Creator in all things from Mother Earth up to the sky world, the sky people. And so good words to start our day. It's good to come together. And I just want to point out one thing. If you noticed last night at the reception, one of the items for the silent auction is a reflection of the spirit from last year's reception. We had that developed into a print. Many of you requested that into a print that would be made available. So if you recall, the words that were captured, the spirit that was captured last year, together, stronger, and transcending. And we have our USEP model, Mr. Kiki Carroll, up here, sporting the shirt. Turn around, please. And we have Miss Brandy over here in white showing the shirt, and it's just a good, stunning shirt. So they're available for sale, as well as those posters. If interested, please do see them. Raising funds, right? Look, we have at our center table two stellar warriors for Indian country in their role with the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. Many of us know both of these ladies. We've interacted and engaged with them and witnessed their ability to understand and advance the issues that are priority to Indian country. So may I start with Mary Pavel, this morning. Greetings, good morning. Thank you for coming. It's good to see you.
Thank you, President Patterson. Everybody here. I am Mary Pavel, Staff Director, Chief Counsel for the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, and today is my 1 year anniversary in this job. And 1 year ago this morning, I was actually speaking before the USEP board as well. And am just continue to be humbled by the opportunity to, not only in this job, but my previous life, work with and know so many great world leaders in my mind. And it continues to be an honor and a privilege to have that opportunity. And so I want to thank you for that. I want to thank the USEP board for inviting me here this morning to share with you the events of the past year and what we look forward to in the coming year. And happy to answer any questions with my colleague Rhonda on the committee and what we look to be doing together to move your agenda forward. So 2013, it's interesting, you read all the pundits and you read even the Indian pundits talk about the first session of the 113th Congress was one where not much happened. And maybe I'm on the inside, and because of that, I see it differently. And like I said, even when I spoke last year, I took credit for the work. But we started off last year with a bang, with the amendment to the FEMA bill and the recognition of tribal parity and the recognition of tribes to be able to make their own disaster declarations. And I think, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, I think that authority has been exercised at least 6 times across the country. And that's a powerful thing. I know the tribes up in Wisconsin are looking at it because of the freeze that they had and the price of propane and the work there. So that is just an amazing victory, and it really is a testament. And I know how hard USEP worked on getting that tribal parity to ensure that tribes can make that disaster declaration. That we started off last year with a bang. We worked, after I left you guys a year ago, it went to the Senator's office, Chairwoman Cantwell's office, to work on the Violence Against Women Act and her floor statement on that and what that was going to be like and what that was. I mean, I think that as I kind of talk about this last year, Indian country doesn't reflect enough on the great successes that you guys have done and the leaders. And I know that's because you guys have in front of you, you know, we don't want to know what you did for us yesterday. We want to know what you're going to do for us tomorrow. And that's the pressure that you guys have. But you don't get to enjoy the major successes that you have on a daily basis. So today, I mean, I just want to remind you of the work you guys have put in and are doing. So the Violence Against Women Act, you know, that happened. And, you know, it was an amazing opportunity. You know, when Senator Cantwell went to the floor to talk about the amendments that were being offered, she said, you know, I think we're going to, you know, we'll get this out of the Senate. It's not the problem. What do I need to do to help Congressman Cole? What do I need to do to help Congressman Issa? And that's the way that she spoke. How do I change the minds and hearts of my colleagues? And so that was her goal and her mission, and, you know, that's what she spoke to. And I think some of the testament to that is the person who spoke after her, if you look back in the record. It wasn't another Democrat. It wasn't the chairman of Judiciary. It wasn't, you know, a member of her, a member of her committee. But it was Senator Murkowski, who was having her own challenges on the Violence Against Women Act, which he still got up and supported the chairwoman. And that, you know, I will be forever grateful to Chairwoman Murkowski, because she had my boss's back at a time that she needed it. I think for me, and maybe this means that I only get phone calls from Lloyd Miller 3 times a day instead of 6 times a day, is the work on the contract support cost and the ability to and the success we were in keeping the administration's proposed language with regard to the payment of contract support costs out of the appropriations bill. That didn't solve all of our problems. We've still got a lot of challenges. The appropriators clearly laid the problem back on to the shoulders of the authorizing committee and the administration where it lies. But we ask the appropriators not to legislate in the arena that was our territory, and they granted the chairwoman's request in that regard. And provided also, you know, in these very difficult budget times, you know, some pretty good funding levels. And so very appreciative of the appropriators in that success. The Farm Bill is another one that I know you said has spent a lot of time working on, important to the tribes. It is something that if you ever see Senator Cantwell, is something she will always talk about, because the farm economy and the rural economy is so vital to her state. But there are really important provisions in the Farm Bill for Indian Country, not the least of which is the provision to study tribal assumption of the responsibilities for the SNAP programs. Again, tribal parity for the soil conservation water services. Funding for our tribal colleges, the land grant status, maintaining the tribal college land grant status that's in the Farm Bill. They got cloture on it last night. So that to me is an important and well-earned victory. I will say there's been cuts to the SNAP program, and I think that'll hurt a lot of poor children. And I don't think it's anything that Chairwoman Stabenow would have done on her own if she didn't have to find a deal. You know, she tried to make it as narrow a restriction, and the deal that she was able to get out of conference is really quite significant given where her House colleagues had started from. One area that we had an important victory on, and when I talked to you guys last year, I talked about having to reach out to other committees and other places. We had to expand our reach. And one area that we were really successful in doing that and working with Senator Durbin is the Marketplace Fairness Act, to make sure that tribes were treated as state governments under the Marketplace Fairness Act. And that's the bill that involves internet sales, so that if internet sales are happen from a person in Indian Country, that it would be the tribal tax that would get collected and remitted as opposed to a state tax. So that was a really important agenda. Now the internet tax bill is, it's a big hubbub in the House, and whether that will happen, and there are new things happening. But the, you know, we had a lot of support because of the work of tribes to ensure tribal parity under that bill and the treatment under that act. The other thing, and I'm seeing, I know we have some really strong health advocates in the room, is the special diabetes program. And this is just a priority for the chairwoman in her status as, or position on Senate Finance, is the special diabetes program for Indians. And that is included in what they call the doc fix. It was included as a version of Senate Finance. I know Richard's here and he'll be visiting with you about that, but that's a priority to get that program reauthorized. We'd love to increase the funding levels. We'd love to make it permanent, but right now it's important to get that program maintained and authorized. Heard, you know, that the instability of that may lead to those programs and staff people having to get, you know, laid off because of the instability of that funding. So it's important to try to get that done as support for the chairwoman. Happy that we have the support of the Finance Committee and the chairman. Our last things that, you know, we didn't finish are, and we'll be working on this year, are the housing bill. We reported that out. We're working with banking to get banking to report it out. It was a bipartisan bill, obviously, that we introduced with the chairman, vice chairman. The self-governance, Department of Interior Self-Governance Amendments Act, again, a bipartisan bill that we introduced with the vice chairman. We had our hearing. We think we've done a lot of work with the various stakeholders, and think we've got language that we can move through and finally get that after almost a decade of trying to make those changes happen, get that done. So we're going to finish wrapping up that work on that. I think the last thing that I'll talk about, and I know that it's one that's been under discussion by this board and all of Indian Country for a variety of reasons, including the press, is fixing land into trust. This is a priority for the chairwoman and other committee members and other members of the Senate. There are ideas and concepts that got thrown around and discussed, and your guys' input is important to that process, and it's welcomed. But given the environment that we're in, and as USET leadership knows, Sarah Cantwell has said, the United States Senate is a parochial place. And we could wish it could be different. We could wish that away, but we can't. But the reality is, it is what it is. It is a parochial place. There are 100 senators, and each one gets to have an opinion. They each want something. They each have the right to want what they want. And so that is what Senator Cantwell is trying to understand, is what do people want? And Marshall says sometimes we have to separate what we want and what we need, and Chairwoman Cantwell is trying to figure out what people need as opposed to what they want, and it is a difficult task, because what somebody wants is the complete opposite of what somebody else needs, and what somebody needs can be the complete opposite of what somebody else needs. And so the job that I have found challenging is to find 60 out of this 100 and do so in a way that maintains as much integrity and policy as is important to my boss and to myself. You know, you guys know my history, born and raised by tribal leaders. It's literally just a needle that has to be threaded. I was beating the other day, and when I was young, my uncle used to, when I was beating with him, he would always have me thread his needle, and I thought, oh, that's so silly. I can thread the smallest needle out there. And I was beating the other day, and I couldn't thread the needle. I was like, oh my God, I can't see. I need new glasses. I can't see. And it feels like that. It feels like I can't see the needle. It's just that hard. So you guys, it's input, thoughts, prayers, to be quite frank, are absolutely necessary, because this is, it's hard. It's hard legislating. Our founding fathers made it hard, and this is hard. So I think in terms of what we want to work on together going forward, Rhonda will be really happy to hear this. Energy remains a top priority. Moving energy, trying to find a pathway to move a positive energy agenda forward. Education, Kenneth Martins, who some of you know, has just some fantastic ideas of having a series of education, because for all of us, that lies at the heart of it. My brother is a tenured professor in the School of Education at the University of Oregon, and he just maintains that's a foundation of our societies, our children, and having them be have the skills that they need to move forward and help us. And then child welfare issues are critical to all of us. Oversight hearings, Tribal Law and Order Act report, and COBEL implementation. We heard the chairwoman and, you know, say she's gonna have to have another one. She had a hearing in December, she wants another one. And then that leads me to, I guess I'm gonna be in trouble if I don't talk about general welfare doctrine as well. Richard's here to talk about it. It is, you know, a priority for the chairwoman. It is a priority for other members. We've got to figure out a pathway to bring that clarity. Conversations with Treasury are happening, trying to get that guidance out so we know what we're talking about. Advanced appropriations is something I think we're going to hear a lot about. It's a priority for a number of our members. And then nominations. We've got one nomination pending. I'd love to hear everybody's view on Dr. Robidoux. I feel like Indian Country's been fairly silent on Dr. Robidoux, so let me have your views, your positions. The chairwoman would like them. And so I think the last thing that I have to talk about, and I'll turn it over to Rhonda, is you guys know this is a place of change. The United States Senate is a place of change right now. Senator Baucus will be confirmed out of committee, the Foreign Relations Committee. The goal is to bring him to the floor on Thursday and to swear in the new Montana senator as early as Monday. That creates a shuffle at the top and the shuffle at the bottom. I call it the chairman shuffle. And for me, that means that Chairwoman Cantwell, regretfully, and as somebody, you know, folks who listened to her last week, will be moving to be small business. It creates an opportunity for Senator Tester to become chair of a committee that he cares about passionately. And again, you know, last year I talked about the Senate is a place of protocol, and, you know, there was a protocol when things like this happen, and this is how things happen. And so nobody should assume there's anything other than a respect for the Senate protocol when these kind of things and changes happen. And so we're excited. Senator Tester is excited. I think it's safe to say, assuming it happens, I can't imagine any reason on earth it wouldn't happen, that Senator Tester, assuming the change happens, Senator Tester has asked me to stay, and I will stay to continue to work for him. And so, it's exciting. It's a new place. It's an exciting place. So that's. I'll turn it over to Rhonda. Or?
I guess you can call that excitement.
It's a little bit exciting. The change is. I had one job for 20 years, so you know all this change. I'm not sure, but. adjusting.
Mm-hmm. But we know what excites you, and we appreciate that. And Chairwoman Cantwell will start.